So, my friend Chris O'Brien, you're the co-host again this week because you're doing it so well, and we so enjoy having you. In fact, some people have been saying that, you know, this may be dangerous. We always promote the Paracast forums at forum.paracast.com. And on last week's show, we were, you know, kind of saddened to see that only one post had appeared in the forums about the appearance of Jacques Vallée. I mean, highly anticipated, a great hour spent with Dr. Vallée, but only one response. And then the dam broke.
There's so many armchair experts out there who don't do their research, who don't get up to speed on a particular subject, just sit back and poo-poo it or slag it. There's a lot of people out that just like to hear the sound of their fingers typing.
Especially if they're using a noisy keyboard. Now, you remarked before we started that I tend to have a rather noisy computer keyboard like this. When you buy this keyboard, you don't throw it away in 2 years. You know, most of the keyboards you get with personal computers now are worth, what, $1.50, and they last, you know,
it's disposable.
Months. Disposable. Our guest is someone not disposable. We're focusing on Jim Moseley, and he's been in the UFO field for something like 60 years, almost 60 years now.
He's the author of a
book that came out like 5-6 years ago called Shockingly Close to the Truth, which tells about his travels in the UFO field where he's met the movers and shakers from Major Donald Kehoe. He met people like George Adamski, the contactee, Howard Menger. I worked with Jim for a number of years, and before I got into commercial radio for the first time, my first full-time job, real paid job, was as a managing editor of Jim's magazine, Saucer News. Now, Saucer News is gone. Today, he has something called Saucer Smear.
Well, one thing that you can say is he's a trickster, if not the trickster of ufology.
There'll never be another like Jim Moseley. Coming up next on
The Paracast.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Hey, let me drop one more name on you, and I think we're just near the end of the session. Jim Moseley.
Well, I'll tell you, if Jim Moseley and I were walking in the desert, and we were 1,000 miles from any water source, and Jim self-combusted in front of me, I wouldn't piss on him to put the fire out.
James Carrion's the guest, the devil's advocate question. Okay, you've had military background, James. You want to lead us in the direction of military disinformation for a lot of the UFO mystery. How do we know that you are not a military disinformation specialist?
Oh, be nice.
I've been accused of that off and on. I think I'm still on the top 100 men in blacklist.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.